Next, it's my very distinct honor to introduce to us one of the. All we have today is Fighters for Justice. I'm sorry we couldn't get George Bush to come, but we have his opposite, a long-term struggler for peace and justice within the labor movement in San Francisco. Mr. Walter Johnson at the San Francisco Labor Council. And I would like to point out that even though during the Vietnam War many people, not Mr. Johnson, of course, but many people in the labor force, the organized labor, were really operating in favor of the war for a number of years, that has not been the case since 9/11. And U.S. labor has come out very strongly against most of the actions that have been taken by the current administration. And locally, Mr. Johnson is responsible for a good portion of that. Thank you, sir. You should tell me you're better enough for that.
He just made a confession now. He didn't tell you that I was a veteran. But I'll forgive you. I might even buy your lunch someday. And I will pay because I don't want you to break your habit. Actually, I'm old enough. I'm a World War II veteran. Yeah. I just look young. But I think many, many years ago, we wouldn't have thought that there would be an organization called Veterans for Peace. And to me, I think your voices are among the most powerful voices on the subject of peace, because it shows that you've been there, you've done it, and you know what needs to not be done again. And this... wonderful, brilliant president that manipulated the war against Iraq. We must make sure that in 2004 we open the door and there'll be no Bush anymore. There was a convention recently and he called me up at home at night, which of course he didn't. But he wanted to get on there and speak. And I said, well, I'll try to get you 5 minutes. He says, 5 minutes? How am I going to tell everything I've done and help working people and all of that in 5 minutes? I told him, speak very slowly. And he also had the unusual opportunity to meet somebody. He was out walking with a Secret Service man one night, or one day, because he went to bed early all the time. Incidentally, George Johnson is one that asked me to be here, so you can blame him for me being here. And George said, keep it short. And that's very unusual coming from somebody who takes 5 minutes to say good morning. I still love you, George. Anyway, Bush was out walking, and he had a Secret Service man with him, and he looked over there, and he saw this older man, and he finally came to the conclusion, that's Moses. And so he shouted out his name and said, Moses! Moses kept on walking, and he shouted out again. And he said, Moses! Well, after about five times, he told the Secret Service man, that's Moses, and he doesn't answer me when I talk to him. So the Secret Service man went over and whispered in the ear and said, Moses, that's our president, George Bush. And he's talking to you, and you don't talk back to him. Why not? Moses said, the last time I talked to the Bush, I ended up in the desert for 40 years. However, we must remember this. And to me, I think the most important thing, and we need... I haven't heard too much about Veterans for Peace. And I'm glad I've had the scales removed from my eyes. Because what we need to do, and we in San Francisco Labor Council, I think, have taken the lead almost across the country against this war. Union yes, war no. But we need to get together and to form a family for peace, to make sure, now this is a locker room we're in today, the important thing is, what do we do on the playing field out there? That's your responsibility, my responsibility, because we cannot rest until we get people to understand that war that they now declare over is really just beginning, and to say that we have to get out to the people and wake them up and say, get the message through that president that we want something done now to look at the human part of this world, not over there killing people or getting other ones killed, but to do something to really build a bridge of peace. And to me, it's a disgrace to America that they even started this. And I think more and more there are people are seeing what it is, nothing more than a political weapon that he's trying to use. And I know that George is probably timing me now, and I will close with some words that have always been kind of waking me up. And on the plains of hesitation bleached the bones of thousands who upon the eve of victory rested and while resting died. I ask you a question. Are we going to rest?
No.
One more time. Are we going to rest?
No.
Thank you, and I hope you heard us back there, George. Thank you all very much.